A Deputy Minister of Energy, Emmanuel Amabua, says government will make all agreements, oil agreements, transparent. This, he said, will give the ordinary citizen, the media and civil society the opportunity to scrutinize operations of the sector and hold government accountable. Mr. Amabua also hinted that the gas policy is before cabinet for analysis. He was speaking at a transformational seminar on oil and gas organized by the Youth Professionals and Youth Coalition in Accra, a report by Mary Atule.
The Deputy Minister of Energy, Emmanuel Kofi Bua, said government believes that Ghana can profit immensely from her oil and gas sector when it is treated as an engine for industrial development with linkages to other sectors of the economy. To help address the problem of unemployment in the country, Mr. Kofi Bua said government is bent on utilizing the opportunities offered by the sector to create jobs, especially for the youth. He noted that the key policy objective of government is to ensure that the operations of the oil and gas industry are consistent with international standards of environmental sustainability. An energy economist, Mohamed Amin Adam, said there is the need for a gas policy to guide the sector. He debunked the notion that oil is a curse, saying it only becomes a curse when it is not managed well.
Ghana in 2011 became the highest growing economy in the world, growing at 14% of GDP, and that was very significant. And we know that the oil growth was about 8%. And so on account of oil, our country's economy became the toast of the world. Recently, we also got very positive information about Ghana's economy, being the third largest recipient of foreign direct investment in Africa, following Nigeria and South Africa in that oil. That is also very significant, but this is also on account of investments in the oil and gas sector. And so, even at the beginning of our quest to develop an industry, we are already talking very significant success because of the oil and gas industry. The rest is left with the managers of the economy and the managers of the resources. How efficiently they will manage these resources will tell whether in the next 10 years we again will be counting our successes or will be bowing our heads in shame following other countries that have not been able to escape the curse of oil.
The seminar was to equip participants with the relevant knowledge and opportunities in the oil and gas sector for rapid national transformation and self-actualization. The guest speaker was a seasoned oil and gas expert from Nigeria, Lois Laraba Matunga Disu.
That was a report by Mary Atule.